myself.
Cool enough. Now that stove is very hot, so don't you...
Very hot.
It's very hot, so don't...
Burn.
Huh?
Burn, you get burned.
Yeah, if you don't mind, you'll get burnt with your food if it's red hot.
So you tell them, just don't you... We're safe. Say if you had something that you didn't want a child to handle, you didn't want him to get his hands on it, you tell him, now don't you...
Yeah, don't you bother that, don't touch that, I don't want you to bother, you get burned if it were a hot stove or something.
Okay. And if you needed a hammer, you might tell someone, go. What means a hammer? Go.
Hammer.
Mm-hmm. You might tell someone, go.
And you get my hammer for a man, I do so-and-so, I want to do so-and-so with my hammer, whatever it was.
And, what sort of games do children play? Where, you know, one child will be it and will chase other children in?
I don't know that. You take children, they play and do in such a way that I wouldn't know how to answer any of it much.
Do you remember a game that you used to play where one child would be it and all the other children would hide?
Yeah, that's what we call hoop and hide, I reckon. That's what we'd call it. Isn't that what we called it? But
you know, there'd be one tree maybe that you could touch and...
Mm-hmm.
What'd you call that tree?
But it's been so long ago that I don't remember nothing about it. Much, no way. Right there. They used to... There used to be an old song. I don't know if you remember or not. But it used to be an old song years and years ago that they said, as they sung, they'd ring up, you know, and go round and round the ring. And they called it coffee grown on a white oak tree and something else grew on something like that. I don't know whenever it was of the old song now, but I played it before now and been in when they played it. I think they said the coffee growed on a white oak tree and the ocean flowed with brandy, I believe, or something like that. Yes, it wasn't just an old song that they made up. But all this is that's been so long ago, years and years ago, that I don't remember much about now.
Sam. You might say, well, there's no need for you to hurry. If I get there first, I'll wait.
I'll wait for you.
Okay. And, say if a man's in a very good mood, you might say he's in a very good... What?
Good humor, I don't...
But say someone who always catches on to a joke, you say he's got a good sense of...
I wouldn't know.
You know, someone who's always... He can always see the point of a joke. You'd say he's got a good sense.
Yeah.